You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The mitzvah of Afreshes Challah. The Ramban talks about what the connection is, what the juxtaposition of Afreshes Challah to the Meraglim. Ramban is a mashmo, stam, and the Meraglim. Sfasem, as others take it. So, in other words, they were in a perfect situation, right? You got the Be'er Shemiriam, Ananiah Kovod, you have the Mon. There's nothing, what do you have to wear? There's no Panos, so there's everything they were. So that what the Meraglim wanted to do was keep them in the Midbar, that they should be in such utopian. No nitna teira la'oich le'mon, right? That's what it says in Chazal. Nitna la'oich le'mon. But once they go into Eretz Yisrael, ki savoh el ha'aretz, you have to go into the Arzias, you have to be involved with, like we are involved with Parnassa every day. Me more than you. I work 7 days a week. You fellas don't. Right? Sefer Eretz Tzvi goes very nice to it also. It says that's what they wanted. But Lamaisa is, it's like telling a baby, stay in your mother's womb. Right? It's very nice for the 9 best months of your life. But after that, you have to come out and be on your own. Right? You don't just stay in your mother's womb the rest of your life. You don't stay as little kids. Right? That's what they wanted. So it says that was the Taina of the Meraglim. That's what the Meraglim's, that's what they want to say. It wasn't Stami, all right, let's not go into Eretz Yisrael. This is what they were Meitzi Shema on this. Hikdimu Pela Ayin, like the Gemara says, the Peh was before, right, in Eicha it says Peh before Ayin in one place. Marshal says, we wouldn't really know what the Aleph Beis is, but we see the other three Prakim go with a say the Aleph Beis that we know. And one of them, the Peh is before, the Peh is before the Ayin. Hikdimu Pela Ayin. They said a lie, no. Sometimes a person can convince himself so much of something, he sees something the way he speaks. A person talks, and then he sees not that way, he'll convince himself. Everyday lives, we see that. You say something, and then you'll prove that the Mishnah Berurah says, like you're saying, that's what it means. But anyway, that's Pela'ayin. In Truma, the mitzvahs of Matnas Kahuna is to give the rachis to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now, you give the first fruits, bikurim, the first animals, the first pigeon, chamar, petah chamar, and so forth and so on. Why do we have challah in chutz l'aretz? It's a mitzvah tluya b'aretz. It's only midaraban. Why they make it? So Tosfos Kedushin says, because it's different than other mitzvahs of tluya b'aretz. Other mitzvahs of tluya b'aretz, it grows from the ground. You don't really do much after that, once there. Over here, you have to go ahead and grind it, make flour, put water, and so forth, and make dough. So it's involved what we call synthesis, a synthesis of aretz and man's job to do. So memela, it seems like, Tosfos said, that's where they were going, Tosfos Kedushin says, it seems like mitzvah atluyas beguf. It's not, because it has to be grown. Anything that's tolling the aretz, meaning something that's grown, is only noig in Eretz Yisrael. So the rice, it's only noig, like Reb David said, it's only noig in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rabbana, that's called Chalas Chutz Laretz. So that's a pshat, because Chalas is the pshat that even when a person has to be involved with the it's not all from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Something that grows is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Something that you do is you yourself. Realize that's also what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. That's also part of the big plan. That the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to work and wants us to do things, that's what Chalas is about. The Chalas goes together after the Meraglim. But anyway, so we've mentioned this Noi de Bihuda quite a few times. We'll say it outside. Pek Tazvav Pasuk Chof. So it says that you Tarim Truma LaHashem. So Pasuk Chof says Kachumas Goyren, like the Truma of the, what do you call, a threshing floor, place, what I don't know what to touch exactly. No, it's just like you take off Truma, you take off Chala. That's what Chala. No, it's Chala really doesn't mean what we call Chala. We eat Chala, but really means is you mafresh Chala. We shouldn't go into what the word Chala itself means. So if you look in Rashi, Kachumas Gurin, Shaloi Nemar Bashir. For look at Truma, Trumas Meiser, right? Trumas Meiser, the Levi who gets Meiser Rishon has to give a tenth to the Kohen. That's a shear. But Trumas Gurin, the regular Truma that the Yisrael gives to the Kohen, that is not as an ever shear. Avachachamim Nasnu Bashir. Meaning in Challah, same thing in Truma. Truma, we know there's Ayin Ra, Ayin Yofa, Ayin Beinanis. Ayin Toiva gives a 40th, which is larger. Ayin Beinanis gives 50th. And Ayin Ra gives a 60th. Okay, but there's no Shear. In Challah, it's Labalabayas, In other words, if you're cooking, you're baking at home, Echad Masim V'Arba, 1/24. The baker, who obviously has much more, L'Nachdom, they said, Echad Me'Aborim V'Shmoina, 1/48. That's the Shia Dorabonim. Then Pasuk Chof Aleph, Mereishas HaVisesha, Titnu L'Hashem, Truma D'Oysa, Tit, Zot Rashi, look at Titnu L'Hashem, Truma, L'Fi Shalosh Shemanu Shia L'Chala, Nema Titnu Shia B'Kadei Nesina. Should be a nice share. I mean, Rashi up above, Frekta Mizrahi, Rashi up above said 1/24th, 1/48th is Shir Rabbanan. Here Rashi says it's a Shir Kedei Nesina. So you do what a Neid Abiyuda says, a very, and we'll introduce this, you don't, with a Ramban, you don't need it. His son in Dagos, Neid Abiyuda brings this Ramban. In Ramban it says, what is the mitzvah of Chala? What's the mitzvah of Chala? The first step is because she's being matarit, like Yishech the Behema. What are you doing with Yishech the Behema? You're allowed to eat. Without your wife being mafreshed, you can't eat it. It's usur to eat. That's what it means. That's called mitzvah afrasha. Then you're right. You give it, there's an asina to kohen. The pash, why don't we give it to kohanim nowadays? The teretz is, because what are you going to do with challah nowadays? There's not much you can't eat it. It's tamei. Right? And so you're going to burn it. Not many kohanim are really interested in having a lot of dough. I mean, I have my freezers full of it, right? I told my wife last night, you know, I gotta figure out a way to burn it quicker already here. I think I'm too much space for my coffee, right? So, the din is, the coins are probably nowadays meichel. You're right, this suffix also goes on other things, but patches the coin, I'm not interested, so they're meichel. But you're right, Gabi. So the Ramban Taka counts it as two mitzvahs. Hafrasha and the Sina. Now, the Nebbi doesn't base on this, but he says, I'm married to Gavard. The Gemara is called Chita Achas Poiteres Esakri. One stalk of wheat, you can have a whole silo of let's say, wheat, and you have to give Maisa, Truma. 1/40th would be a lot, let's say. People have big farms, that's what they, right? It would be a tremendous amount, 1/40th, 1/50th. But Chita Achas, you take one for the whole thing, that's sufficient. That's Midrash, that's fine. Zogt Rabbi Yehuda, that's fine only for one thing, to make your food mutter. But you're not yotzei the mitzvah of nesina yafa to the kohen. What he calls, the Gemara says nesina yafa. That has to be a shear. In other words, it could even be, according to this Rabbi Yehuda, let's say you took off a certain amount, you have to give that to one kohen. You can't go and say, I'll give it to 10 different kohen. You know, you could. When you mafrish, you know, let's say a guy has 100 pounds of grapes. He can give a few pounds to this one, a few pounds to this, and Einikol Zakoyin, a few pounds. That's what people do, right? They give their son-in-law. Always the Gemara talks about the Einikol who's a coin. Don't talk about the son-in-law. But you give it to the relatives who are Kahanim, right? You give it to relatives of Kahanim, right? Rabbi Rafal, I don't give you any guarantee, but right, you give it to Kahanim, right? That's what we'll mention will do. So the Nebi says that even though you matter it, the frasha is, makes a mutter, but you're not yaitz in the midst of nesina until you have a certain share. So he says like this, that, what is that share? So that share is to give a coin a nice thing. That means it doesn't matter if you have a ton or you have 100 pounds, give a nice amount, right? Just give a nice amount. 1/24th, 1/48th, that's the rabbanon. In other words, if you have 240 pounds and you're giving 10 pounds, okay, it's a nice share already, 10 pounds. If you have 2,400, it's even better, 100 pounds. You don't have to do that midderaisa. Midderaisa, you just have to be mafresh, something that will be a nice nesina to the koyin. But make sure, again, whatever that goes into, maybe that's a shavu pruta, that's not clear what that share would be. What would be called a nesina yafi, follow? But if you take off, like we do, just a small amount, right? We take off a kazayas, basically, that is mater, but not nesina yafa. That's what Rashi's saying. Lefi shaloma shamanu shir. We heard there's no shir. No, there's no shir as far as a minimal shir, right? You have to be nesina yafa. But 24, 28, that's a dindur abonim, right? That's already subjective according to the person. But otherwise, it's just make sure, whatever that's called, that's the naibidus chiddush. This vart, Mashrei used to say over, he said in his own name, but it's then I found a few years ago, we've done it before, a sefer called Pischa Zuta. Hungarian Jew, you seem to be an Adam Godel. He has a few svarim on Chala, on Netilas Yadayim. He brings Rav Kiva Eger. Now, it could be because he was from Hungary and they had a Kabbalah from Rav Kiva Eger. But the Minchas Chinuch talks about this. Let's say you have a pigeon petah chamor. It talks about the mitzvah pigeon petah chamor. Mitzvah is that if a Yisrael has a chamor born, so the first chamor b'char, so what do you do with it? You either poide it or you break its neck. Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, if it's a mitzvah to break its neck, or the Ravid calls it chayvel hu. It's not a mitzvah, it's just, if you're not going to do it, this is what you have to do, which is interesting. The Rambam holds it's a choice. You could do this, you could do that, right? But anyway, so what do? You poide on a seh. Now, the Maisa, you don't have to be poide on a seh, you can be poide on anything, but it says a chatchila be poide on a seh. That seh could be worth anything. But what about if you poide on something? Also, Mechuskin says it should be worth some nice money, so you can give it to the kohen, a nice mesina. He says, but however, let's say you're being mafresh, you have a suffix petah chamor, right? Those of you who learn mitzvah, remember, that's called the sugya of talk for kohen, suffix pigeon petah chamor, you're poide. That, he says, that could be on anything. Because since sof kol sof, it's not going to the kohen, you're not giving it to the kohen, therefore you could do any small amount. Now, this is not so partial. Rav Kiva Eger nems on this way too. Let's start Rav Kiva Eger number two. Al pi zeh, hainu. What if a kohen has truma? Let's say a kohen has truma. Not truma, tevel. What does a kohen do? So now you have two steps. You have the afrasha. So kohen also has to be mafrish. And what does he do once he's mafrish? He gives it to himself. He doesn't have to give it to someone else. He gives it to a kohen. You can even have, I remember once I was sitting at a chasana and my Shver Zuchan Bracha said over Kashra Rab Tzadik, why doesn't a kohen make a bracha Shasani kohen? Rab Tzadik says. What is he going to say? Shalom. He can't say Shasani kohen because we don't make a bracha Shasani Yehudi. Why don't we make a bracha? So the Paiskim, the Rishon really say it because Mutav La Adam Shalom Nivra Mishanivra. What are you going to give, right? He says, but Ger Rebbe used to say, I you say Yaitzera Adam. See, so Taisa says, a tzaddik is mutav shenivra. So he says, chosin is moichlan lakol avaynasam. That Miriam used to say. So maybe he could say, yaitzer ha'adam. He's starting all new. But so Rav Tzadik says, what are you going to make a bracha? Shasani koyin? Mutav shalon nivra. Are you going to say shaloni Yisrael? You miskabit be kaloin chavere. Right? That's what he says. But I kupon him like this. So there was a yid there and he started screaming. What kind of kasha is this? He says, the kohen has certain mitzvahs that we don't have. It doesn't have mitzvahs that we have. Pigeon a ben. He was mamish. So I told him on the spot, I said, it's not true. A kohen has the mitzvah pigeon ben. His son is a kohen, so he's pata. But let's say, Lu Yatsui, a kohen's married, Rachman Tzlan, to a grusha. Right? The guy's married to a grusha. He lived with a grusha. And he has a, we know such cases. Right? He used to have a neighbor that was he was a kohen and he was married to a geyeris. Right? He didn't know when he got married, and I don't know what happened afterwards. But a kuponim, the first child is chayvim pigeon ben. He just pays himself, but he's chayvim pigeon ben. He's doing it himself. So over here, Rabbi Kivega nems on that a kohen that's mafresh tevo just takes off chita achas. He doesn't have to take off a certain amount. Because he's giving to himself. If he's giving himself, yeah, he doesn't have to do it. It's his anyway. So what's the point of taking shavah pruta? It doesn't be achitachas. So look what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. Apise hainu shenemar de lekul alma ena koin mechuyv lahafresh rak achitachas gam lechatchila shemaiti oimim b'shem agoyin of Kiva Eger. This in Hukas Chalas, he says, what does a koin have to take off a small amount of challah? So he says, according to that. So they asked, the Mefarshim Mishnah asked, what's Truma's son? That's one question. Alright, Vapianal, according to what I say, that according to what we're assuming that a kohen doesn't have to give a Nisina Yafa to himself. Appear now, I guess that word is Nicha, the Be'emes Sikshu Shomatoisis. Later on in Daf Beis, the Gemara brings a Braisa, Mishah, different Shiurim for Krishma, earlier Shiurim than the Mishnah. And the Pashtus Rishonim, even though we're machmer, Rishonim paskin that way. If Rabbeinu was here, he would say over the Truma Sedeshin that the time Rishonim, they used to say Shema, take a walk outside, it was broad daylight. They would be, they had some shitas. There's a beautiful Chedusha Rim. Everybody knows that they say from the Chidah, it's brought in the Mefarsh Ein Yankov, that the first Mishnah in Shas, Meim Sakar and Shema, is because that's the first mitzvah Yechayavin, Shema. A bar mitzvah boy becomes chayav, that's the first mitzvah he has. He becomes bar mitzvah at night, that's all he paskin, and b'meila, he's chayav in Krishma. Chedushim added a sharfkeit to that vart. Chedushim said, even if you paskin Krishmas earlier, but to the bar mitzvah boy, he was not yet bar mitzvah. So b'meila, his first mitzvah is mishos tzeisar kachavim, so married the gavart. Whereas even if you say Zman is earlier, but he was not yet bar mitzvah, so that's Taka the first mitzvah. It's Amari the Gevurah. All right. See, so later on, the Gemara brings a brisa, Mishosha Ani Oichel Pitei. When the Ani eats his bread, right? The Bema Sikshu Shom Toysus. Mishosha Ani Nichnas Oichel Pitei Bemelech. Alohi Ha'ani Gufa Masai Yispalo, Masai Yome Krishma. Da Amrit Zman Achilos Ahin Zman Krishma. Vasul Haskel Besudo, right? The Gemara says later on, Shalo Yema Adam. Yavo Adam Baiso and Echol Kim of Ilanis, I'll take a nap, fall asleep. Ella, yes, he learns, and he says Krishna and so forth. Im Kain, right, that Kushazu Koshigamala Mishnah, the Marsha asks it. Marsha asks, in the Mishnah it says, why did Tysus wait till Ani Eichel Pitei to ask such a Kasha? Tysus should have asked on the Mishnah. Kahanim Gufa, how could they go ahead and Nichnason Lechol Chumason? They can't eat before Krishma. Im ke kushes ukasha gam amishu noktus man Krishma b'shosha kahanim nechnasan lechol chumasim chuma. Im ke masai yisbala kahanim. Right, that's what he says. So the tzlach taka wants a taina that chuma is a mitzvah. Achilas chuma is a mitzvah, and since it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to eat a sudas mitzvah, like you can eat matzah before Krishma. Let's say you didn't say Krishma yet. Oh, but he says so. Rabbi Kivega says, "Amari de Gadol." Lachain shape dik the commission mashir b'shoshkan echnasan lechol b'chumasan haynu chumasan dafka. They eating their chuma. In other words, this koyin has a tevel, and he was mafresh it. And according to what I said, according to Rabbi Kivega, assumes also how much was he mafresh? A small amount. Oh, mashem mafreshim chuma b'tvushlem dehem ena mechuyav mafresh rakhita achas. Who rak ma'at umashu magan avram the rak achila koydim atfila also meaning Krishma also aval ti'ima a taste. In other words, ani oichel pitoi, that means he's eating his meal, whatever his meal is, but it's a meal. But kahanim, they're just taking a snack ti'ima, whatever you want to call it, is mutter, right? Because usually whenever you're not allowed to eat before something, achila is also, but ti'ima is mutter, right? Something that's a large amount, achila. But ti'ima's muta. Can anybody tell me what the exception is? Before davening is also, before davening when? In the morning. But that's a different halacha. That's because you're not allowed to eat before you daven. Right. Right. That's a different halacha. Right. Huh? Kiddush. No, Kiddush. Kiddush, you're not allowed to be toyim anything, right? You don't even drink water. Why not? Why is Kiddush different? So what it's in the Rishayim. Kivek also says, because in Kiddush, the Issa of Achila, what's the Issa to eat before a mitzvah? What's that Issa? Why is there your Issa? Yeah. You might forget. What? Well, forget. You'll get involved with the meal and you get tired, you'll take a nap and so forth. You forget, right? Okay? So that's why when we daven early these days, Friday night, you have to be careful to say Krishma. That's why it's very, make sure your wife or somebody reminds you of that, right? But upon him, he said, so up to Kivega, Rav Shulchan Aruch says, but Kiddush, you're supposed to make Kiddush right away. So the pshat is, anything that you're doing, like even drinking water, is delaying Kiddush. We come home and we schmooze, how's everything, we're good, this, that, we sing 200 Nagunim before, right, whatever it is, right? We look at the Zmiris, there's so many Nagunim to sing before Kiddush. In a chlam, it's a taina. It's a question. You're not really supposed to do it. You look at Shukrach, it says to do it. The ayilim is maybe because it's all part of getting to Kiddush. I know the shmuzing, but eating, that's what they ask because you're delaying it. That's what they ask. Okay, Pesach Tov Kiveger, Mela, the Raka Chila Koidma Tfila Asa, Avotiima's Mutta, meaning not Tfila of Krishma, of Tfila Baboik, that's the din of Lord Seichel Al Adam. Veshapi Yuchla Karim, then it answers the Kasha. No, it's. It answers the Deacon's Truma son means their Truma. How much is their Truma? Chita Achas. Chita Achas is a small amount. You know, whatever it is, they're eating a small snack. Shumafishu Nusham, Shum Davyakhtima. So state over here, Bishem Rav Kivega. It's interesting. It doesn't sound like Rav Kivega's type of art, but that's what he brings over here, Bishem Rav Kivega. Lamaisa is the Chazenish doesn't bring this from Kivega. I don't think he had access to this sefer. But in the Chazainish, Tainas that Kahanim and Mukhuyev to be mafish same amount. Chazal made a klal, they have to be mafish this amount. So it's Eina Chanami, the Gabi Nesini Yafa, like the Noid Buddha says, there's no dinner Nesini Yafa, they're giving to themselves. But since Chazal made a klal, they have to give 1/24th, 1/40th, 1/50th, whatever it is, that's the klal that one has to do, even if Al-Smitzid Dinei Afrasha. You see, Rav Kivega is naked that way.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.